Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
So let's get to the big one in Spain, another edition of El Clásico, Real Madrid hosting Barcelona. Real Madrid entered into this fixture with an 8-point lead at the top. A win against Barcelona would essentially secure the title
yes.
for them. And then for Barcelona, a win would kind of suddenly put them back into what would be a title race. And this one was a lot of fun. It was a back and forth affair. Barcelona actually struck first in this one. And then Vinny puts this penalty away to even things up.
And you could see on the first goal, and Barcelona had the perfect start. Christensen dunking on Toni Kroos. Toni Kroos shouldn't be marking him on a corner kick anyways.
This dummy right here.
But look, this was the match winner. None other than Jude
Are
Bellingham.
Are you kidding me? This Jude man Bellingham. Owns Barcelona. Just,
yeah. Incredible.
Absolutely. So this is the second stoppage time winner in an El Clásico in his first season.
Yeah.
With Real Madrid.
You can't make
He's
it
actually
up.
The first. He's the first Real Madrid player to score in his first two Clásicos since Ruud van Nistelrooy. It's crazy.
It is absolutely
Some
wild.
Big names he's getting on lists with.
Absolutely wild. So Real Madrid now basically clinching the title in Spain. It's over at this point, right? Because they're 11 points clear. They're still alive in Champions League. Yeah, here's a look at the top six in La Liga. Barcelona, virtually no chance of catching them. At the start of this season, they had so many injuries that they were dealing with. And now for them to be in this situation where they're still alive in Champions League, they're going to win La Liga. Nico, how surprised are you at the success that they've been able to have so far this season?
I'm very surprised because we questioned the lack of number nine on this team at the start of the season and whether it was sustainable mm-hmm. or not. And maybe it could get you through the first couple of months. And Ancelotti has modified the system to get the best out of Jude Bellingham, to get the best, frankly, out of Vinicius. And suddenly, Rodrigo has come alive in the last couple of weeks, too. And the reality of the situation is that they don't need a nominal nine, an out-and-out box poacher, because they've seemingly have figured it out, gone all the way through to the semifinal of the Champions League, beating essentially the favorites, the best team in the world at the moment, and really being out and out the best team in Spain. And on Barcelona's side, I mean we can just talk about Real Madrid for hours, really. The numbers speak for themselves, and even in the Clásicos, mm-hmm. right? It's now
four
consecutive wins. It's the first time that a Barcelona manager since the 1940s loses four Clásicos in a row. Xavi, there's damning evidence mm-hmm. against him. And for Barcelona, we're just a week and change removed from when Culé fans had the most hope throughout the entire campaign, the most hope, and it has ended tragically. It really has, and the season will be void of any silverware. And by the numbers, mm-hmm. probably the worst season they've had in a couple of decades now. There is a lot to work with now with Barcelona because there's a good blueprint, but this is just not good enough for their standard.
And where do you go from here? I mean, at least you got into Champions League.
I still say you stick with Xavi.
But he's not. He's gone, bro.
I know.
He's gone, but that's not a reality. Barcelona's got to be thinking beyond that.
It's a little sad. I think he was treated unfairly in a sense that this is a damn good Real Madrid team. I mean, it's tough when you're always measured against a club like Real Madrid every season. And I know, hey, it's Barcelona, but when you have so much financial restrictions and you're not on the level playing field with Real Madrid in that standpoint. I think he's done a good job of implementing some of the younger players within the squad. And give it. I mean,
you give him credit.
Sure,
for
yeah,
100%.
But that's not good enough. Look at how he
won La Liga last season.
He did, and all credit to him. But there has not been forward progress with Barcelona, and that's evident. There's been.
If they're in the Champions League semifinals, would you say that
they've taken steps. They've taken steps backwards, but.
If they were in the Champions League semifinals, would you have that same?
They're not. You kind of have to count that against them. And you have to count that against Xavi. And I get the financial restrictions.
That's being resultist. Dortmund haven't been good. And they're in the Champions League semifinal. Dortmund have not been good. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of the beast of the Champions League final. And Barca being in a Champions League final probably would have masked a lot of the outstanding football issues that this team has. And I look at certain managers when you're down a man, how you can adjust and how you can exude a certain tranquility to your team and try to ride certain storms out. Barcelona were 2 goals up in the Champions League quarterfinal against PSG, and granted, it's extremely difficult. Most teams in the world will lose. But the downward spiral from Barca after they went down a man was pretty intense, and that starts from the manager, and then I understand he has to wave the Barcelona flag. His deflection, I guess, is adamantly blaming the referees when there's clearly footballing issues, and that's where I see there's a certain erratic behavior on the sideline that I don't think is conducive to the way that Barcelona should be playing football.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, if you are the front office, what is your reason, if you were coming in to say Xavi should stay, what's the evidence that he should stay, other than that they qualify for Champions League, which is kind of the standard for Barcelona?
Well, it kind of goes back to the question I want to ask. What were the expectations for Barcelona heading into this season?
Win.
Yeah, always.
Despite all the financial issues.
They won La Liga with financial issues.
Okay.
How do you take the team from Xavi himself said that the team was going to evolve, was going to progress, and the team got worse.
So, to go back to Alexis's point,
there's no proof. There's nothing you could say like emphatically. Honestly, if you did get to the semifinals and maybe you lose on penalties or something before getting to the final, you could say like, look, we've shown instances where we are progressing in certain ways. There's really nothing. Maybe you could say, okay, he's developed the youth. He's brought up Cubarsí. He's brought, obviously.
Lamine Yamal is on the way to being a world-class
superstar. Hope for the future.
Did you think they would win La Liga this year, heading into the season?
I thought they had a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the lack of a nine with Real Madrid, I didn't think consistency would be there in front of goal. Bellingham has done everything and more, and then not only Vinicius Jr. has missed time, but Rodrigo stepped up his game and leveled up, I'd say. So you look at this Real Madrid team and all the back line and the keeper, Thibaut Courtois, and they've just played better. Mm. Everyone has stepped up. And Barcelona, they had it. Once Xavi just said, I'm not coming back next season, they went on a run. And he stopped blaming the referees. Right? And then all of a sudden, people are saying, hey, Xavi, you're going to come back. Could he come back? And then he starts blaming the referees again. So I just felt like the pressure got to Xavi in the end.
In a week, all gone. Out the window. And then what do you have to play for now? Yeah, secure top four spot. That's it.
Zero trophies on the season. Nothing.
You got thumped in the Supercopa. you don't win a La Liga title, you're out in the Champions League. I don't remember a season, I must have been like 8 years old the last time, but Barcelona had a season this bad. We've been used to Barcelona at least winning silverware, competing neck and neck until the final match day, or at least in the Champions League. For Barcelona standards, it's been pretty underwhelming.
Mm. Who do you see as are there any coaching candidates that you think could come in and right the ship?
I'd have to sit down, have a think, because for Barcelona, there's a certain profile.
Yeah, you need to find a guy named Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, it's not wrong. Yeah.
But there's a certain profile that Barcelona manager, either Dutch, Spanish speaking.
You'd have to go to the library, sit down.
Look at Tata. Look at how Tata Martino did when he showed up to Barcelona. Mm-hmm. He didn't do well. Ronald Koeman, who was legend of the club, won a Champions League with the club, or a European Cup with the club.
I think Rafa's the guy to do it.
Down in flames.
He's at Barca B.
He's at Barca B?
Hey, work for Pep.
Yeah, but Pep is an anomaly.
Okay, and you learned that after he got the job, right? So
it's a big risk for a club that just has so much doubt surrounding them.
What could you say Rafa's best quality is?
Leader, has won with the team, and he's got Barca B balling. I don't know their record at the moment, but from all accounts, he's doing incredibly well, and he's given the front office a lot of confidence that he could be that next guy. Even Guillaume has suggested that he potentially could be the next guy. So for me, why not give him that shot? Worked out the last time.
We shall see.
Barça B is
very high expectations.
In, but he made after the restaurant.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount+.